interactions and the interdependence and the relationships between the human world and the physical world. And then, of course, the very unique thing that geography offers, and I think all young people should be exposed to, is the spatial understanding. Seeing connections and interconnections within the physical world and then between the human and physical world. So it's that ability to understand where things are, why they're there, what sort of patterns emerge, and what the impact of that is on humankind. And I think geography is the one subject that gives that, where other subjects don't. And that's why I think it should be a compulsory subject for learners at school. And then the second thing that's very important is that I think geographical thinking enables you to understand the very complex issues that we face, the environmental and sustainability issues in the world today. And I think it's a subject that is a very ideally suited vehicle for education for sustainable development, particularly if we're striving for social justice and a better and more equitable world. And I think geography provides the lens for understanding that. In terms of research in geography education, I think some of the most profound thinking and ideas that have come out have been from the environmental education researchers. And I think particularly if you go back right back to 1993, when John Feen, an Australian geographer, came up with the idea of education in and for, and education about and in and for the environment. And I think that research that was done, showing that we needed to shift, we had to have a paradigm shift in geography. It couldn't just be descriptive and analytical, but it actually had to be engaging with real world issues and action taking and agency. I think that for me was some of the most important shifts that I've seen in thinking and research in geography education. About the ideas and the people that have influenced me, one that comes instantly to mind is Basil Bernstein. And I think it's because his theory of the pedagogic field in particular is so useful for understanding how knowledge is how it moves through the field from those who produce it to people like myself who recontextualize it, and then to teachers in schools where it's reproduced. Although I like to think of it as being enacted. And I think it's helped me to understand how we all fit into the system. So his ideas are very spatial, and I find them very useful for understanding not only the transfer of knowledge and the acquisition of it, but also some of the distortions and the things that go wrong in that process. And that's been helpful. The other influential writers and researchers have been Piaget and Vygotsky. In terms of learning, and my area in particular that I'm interested in is spatial learning and spatial understanding, and just understanding how children develop and how that development happens at different rates in different children, and knowing that through education and through interventions and through good mediation, you can actually start bridging the gap between where the child is at and where you would like them to be. And so that's impacted on how we design courses and how we go about our teaching. So those are some of the influential folk that have come to mind.